In the 90 years of his lifetime, Mr. D.C. Singhania was known to be a philanthropist, educator, and most importantly, a visionary. In these 65 years of legal practice, his vision and farsightedness helped the Indian judiciary pronounce some landmark decisions that the legal fraternity still relies on. To celebrate his legal legacy, we have prepared a short summary of his top four landmark cases. Irrushan Equipment and Chemicals Limited versus the State of West Bengal, 1974, being one of his first high-profile cases. The case dealt with Article 14 of the Constitution of India, wherein he was representing the petitioner's Irrushan Equipment and was successful in getting a favorable order for his client. This case was pivotal in ensuring that a right of opportunity to be heard was given to the concerned person before putting them on the blacklist. Mr. Singhania also represented Singer in the landmark case of NTPC versus Singer, 1992, where after a hard-fought battle and post getting a favorable order before the single and division benches of the Honorable Delhi High Court in 1992, the Honorable Supreme Court passed a decision against Mr. Singhania's client, Singer. However, such criticism of the decision gave rise to the present-day Arbitration and Conciliation Act 1996, which has strengthened the cause of arbitration in India. Mr. Singhania also represented Singer in the landmark case of NTPC versus Singer, 1992, where after a hard-fought battle and post getting a favorable order before the single and division benches of the Honorable Delhi High Court in 1992, the Honorable Supreme Court passed a decision against Mr. Singhania's client, Singer. The Supreme Court held that in the absence of the parties expressly agreeing to the seat of arbitration, the law governing the main contract will be the law governing the arbitration agreement. This decision gave rise to the present-day Arbitration and Conciliation Act, 1996, which has strengthened the cause of arbitration in India. The Indian law has digressed from the legal position in NTPC, and has given importance to the law of seat of arbitration when determining the law governing the arbitration agreement. Mr. Singhania's contribution to these landmark cases, and as part of the arbitration committee, has not only championed the cause and success of arbitration in India, but has also shaped the present-day arbitration landscape, which is being lauded for its pro-arbitration approach.